inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
All but the most hardy of our vegetables in our garden and greenhouse have either stopped growing or been harvested by now. And with us on the line for this week's edition of Garden Talk is Master Gardener Ed Bajerski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So what are things that are still growing right now that we're waiting to be harvested?
Well, I leave my carrots in the ground. Beets also, they are increasing in their sugar content at this point with the cool weather. And parsnips are another one. I don't plan to harvest those for another few weeks. I could, certainly now. And Brussels sprouts are still another one that are extremely hardy, can stay there. And I've got one variety of cabbage. It's called Dedan, or D-E-A-D-O-N. And it's a really hardy cabbage that it, too, improves in flavor with the cold weather. I've actually had those over winter to harvest in March or April. So that gives me more time. I mean, I'm madly digging, harvesting, cleaning up, planting garlic, all that sort of thing, too. But having some of those crops gives me more time to keep going. I mean, kale and some turnip greens, they're still doing just fine out there in the garden, too. And I've got young lettuce plants in the greenhouse, and I hope those will keep growing and for fresh salads into November.
Yeah, you mentioned cleaning up. I imagine some gardeners probably still have a mess in some plots right now, right?
Oh, you can count, put me down for that area also. There is lots of slug habitat out there that needs to be removed to be cleaned up. So that's one of those things I and many other folks should be doing. And that includes cleaning up perennial flower beds for the same reason, removing that stuff from the gardens, get rid of that slug habitat. Much of that can go into compost, hopefully. And then look at seaweed when the fall storms start bringing seaweed in onto the beaches to bring that in. Think about using spruce boughs and hemlock evergreen boughs generally to protect some of our perennial beds, again, to try to slow that freeze-thaw action from whatever sort of an interesting winter we have ahead of us, which I will not predict.
And the compost there, you kind of, or the seaweed, that will kind of like put nutrients into the soil over the winter, right?
Certainly will. And certainly a lot of us, and me too, throw the stuff on top, particularly on top of my already planted garlic beds or around my raspberry plants, fruit trees, and that sort of thing. But if folks have the room and the time, if they can dig it into garden beds, then it's even better. More of the nutrients will be extracted with the help of the soil microorganisms and stuff rather than just leaving it on the surface. Though that surface layer also helps to repel and discourage slugs as long as it still has some salt from the beaches. And after we get past these really big tides, then would be a good time to start looking for it at least.
Okay. And any sort of events or activities that gardeners should think about over the winter during this downtime here?
Certainly. Coming up only just a week from this Saturday is the 5th Annual Garlic Lovers Potluck. A reminder on that one at Northern Lights Church, Saturday, October 26th, 5 till 7. Bring a garlic dish to share. And then to put on the new calendars for 2020, March 20th, 21st, and 22nd, the Southeast Alaska Garden Conference put on by Master Gardeners and Garden Club and all. And that will be down at Centennial Hall with lots of good speakers and workshops.
Okay. Well, thanks for the tips all season, Ed. We'll talk to you again next spring.
Yep, hopefully February or March.
Master Gardener Ed Bajerski with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature on Morning Edition during the spring, summer, and early fall.
All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. And inch by inch, row by row, someone blessed these seeds I sowed. Someone warmed them from below till the rains come tumbling down.
pulling weeds and picking stones.